USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is suing Idaho over the state's abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters the law doesn't allow exceptions in cases where a woman's health is in jeopardy. The Senate Republican leader is taking more shots at the big Democratic economic package.
The Inflation Reduction Act won't reduce inflation any more than the American Rescue Plan actually rescued America.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying it would trigger job-killing tax hikes during a recession. He again called it a reckless taxing and spending spree. Voters are going to the polls in five states to decide matchups for the fall election and other key issues. In Kansas, they're voting on a pro-life bill known as Amendment 2 that affirms that Kansas's state constitution doesn't provide a right to abortion. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
A new law in Louisiana hopes to keep high school sports fair.
Men identifying as women and boys identifying as girls can no longer participate in women's sports in the state of Louisiana. Fairness in Women's Sports Act is now in effect. The legislation first became law June 6 without Governor John Bel Edwards' signature, who had previously vetoed similar legislation back in 2021. Its success this time is due to an overwhelming majority support, with 72 in favor and only 21 opposed, making it veto-proof. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With inflation rising, so is Americans' credit card debt. A report from the Fed Reserve Bank of New York found credit card debt surging from April through June. The report saying Americans are borrowing more and more, and a big part of increased borrowing is attributable to higher prices. Voters are heading to the polls in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi touched down in Taiwan on Tuesday despite warnings from China. Appearing on Fox News, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he doesn't expect China to react beyond military exercises.
And I compliment Pelosi for stopping in Taiwan. And I also say to China or any other country, you can't tell Americans, members of Congress, where we can travel or not travel, as long as we're welcome wherever we want to go.
Speaker Pelosi is the highest-ranking American official to visit Taiwan in 25 years. Rescue efforts continue in southern Kentucky following devastating floods. In Pike County, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says it's really hard to estimate how many people are still missing.
Kentucky State Police has done over 1,000 checks. One post reported all but four people.
More than three dozen people have died. Governor Beshear noting that high heat is expected and urges people to visit cooling centers. Ongoing rain has challenged rescue and cleanup efforts. The trial of a North Texas man accused of killing his daughters in a suspected 2008 honor killing is starting. Dallas County prosecutors telling jurors that Yasir Saeed wanted to control his daughters and was mad they were dating American boys. If convicted, he'll get life in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.